Happy Mammoth, the zero-compromise company behind Hormone Harmony, uses only clinically proven ingredients. No GMOs, fillers, or junk. Just pure, effective support. And get this, over 2.4 million women worldwide have rediscovered their vitality with Happy Mammoth. In a survey of 1,831 women, the results spoke volumes. 86% noticed easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. 77% felt improvements in mood and well-being. And 100% said they finally felt like themselves again. Plus, it's backed by over 50,000 glowing reviews praising deeper sleep, calmness, and renewed energy. Ready to feel your harmonious best? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order of Hormone Harmony at happymammoth.com. Just enter code POSITIVE at checkout. Try it risk-free and join the millions who've reclaimed their spark. Visit happymammoth.com and use code POSITIVE today. Your journey to feeling balanced starts now.
God is good no matter what we are going through. Never forget Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The problem you are experiencing right now may prompt you to think otherwise, but you need to remember that God's word stands true. And what happens at times is, because we as humans tend to use our human reasoning to analyze why we face some challenges and how to overcome them, we tend to forget that God's ways are not like our ways. The bad you are going through right now, you may be concerned and preoccupied with finding a solution when God, on the other hand, is using that setback as set up for bigger and better things. His ways are not our ways. So it's normal to express how you feel. There's nothing wrong with that. But do remember that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. There is always a reason for every occurrence in life as long as you are in Christ Jesus. And faith in God means, I believe that whatever the Lord's intentions are, whatever His reasons are, if He brought me to it, He will bring me through it. Every occurrence in my life, God orchestrates, He coordinates and plans. The part that me and you have to play is to trust and believe that the outcome, His plans, will in the end work out for our good. Now, if we look at the life of Joseph, we can learn a thing or two about the way the Lord orchestrates events and situations in our lives. At a young age, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, into a strange land where he was alone. At this time, for Joseph, there's no mother, no father, no family, no inheritance. But deep down in his heart, he believed God was working out something good to enable him to fulfill his calling and purpose. So he continued serving his Egyptian master faithfully, with the fear of God still embedded in him. At the point when it seemed Joseph was getting settled and comfortable in his master's house, he was thrown into prison because of Potiphar's wife's allegation. Poor Joseph, you could say. But God, in His divine planning, was setting him up for His purpose. Now, at some point in life, you might be thrown out of your comfort zone. You might find yourself in a place where there is no mother, no father, no family to back you up or stand with you. But deep down in your heart, will you still believe that God is working something out for your good? The point I'm trying to make is that when you face bad situations, when you face difficulties, maybe, just maybe, that mountain you're facing is actually a stepping stone to your greatness. God works in ways that we may not understand. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So Joseph went through all of those challenges, all of those obstacles, and all of that heartache, but it was all God's plan. His steps were ordered. That means everything good and everything bad was ordered. from being a prisoner all the way up to being second in command to the king. So it doesn't matter how long that challenge exists. God is faithful and will not allow a test that you cannot overcome. He will make a way of escape for you to be able to overcome that challenge. The Bible never said that because we're Christians, no trial or challenge will come our way. Rather, it says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake in Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." In short, we're told to expect trials. Don't look at them like they're strange happenings. We are also not to judge God's love for us by the things that happen or don't happen in our lives. And so, beloved, the God we serve is one who turns things around for the good of those who love and trust him. We serve a God that turns threat to triumph, a God that took Joseph from the prison to the palace. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? As for me, I am glad to be on the Lord's side, to be in an army that never has to retreat, God's army, which can never be defeated. And if you're going to take away just one thing from this message, remember this. It's because of what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary that we are not victims, but victors. That mountain, that wall of Jericho, that Goliath will prove to be just a stepping stone, because in the end, we are winners in Christ. So hold on to the God who holds you. He knew everything about our frailties and even our sins, but he chose us, came for us, redeemed us, and gave us the victory. So the situation you're experiencing now might not be pleasant, but I want you to know that God is more than able to turn things around for your good. Trust that God will make that mountain your stepping stone.
Growing up, there's one thing that I heard a lot, and that was the saying, "God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good." Now, I heard this saying so often that it almost lost its meaning to me at one point. However, I would think that it's important that we acknowledge the goodness of God, and it's important that we appreciate the goodness of God. God is good, and he is good all of the time. Psalm 145, verses 8 through 11 says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power." Note these attributes of God. God is gracious, God is full of compassion, God is slow to anger, and God is great in mercy. So how can we not say that God is good all the time? Come rain or sunshine, the Lord is good. Whether I have all the silver and gold the world has to offer, or I don't know where my next meal will come from, God doesn't change. He is still a good God. If my prayer is answered with a yes, or if the answer is a not yet, God is still good. 1 Chronicles 29:11 says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and on the earth, yours is the dominion and kingdom, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." Your circumstances don't have a factor on whether God is good or not. He is worthy to be praised regardless. Too often we make the mistake of placing God on the same level as people. When it comes to people, we often associate how nice someone is or how good someone is based on what they do for us. However, that's not how God operates. God can answer you with a no because He loves you. And that no will be because He's protecting you. You could be praying for what you think you need, but that request is the very thing that the Lord is protecting you from. Because in the long run, that door, that relationship, that car, it will do more harm than good in your life. So we can never place God at the same level as people. We can never place God at the same level as our circumstances. I say all of this to encourage you. All of us as believers must acknowledge God for who He truly is, the Almighty. We must respect His word. We must reverence Him for His glorious work. And we must adore Him for being so powerful, but yet so tender and caring to us.
We all allow worry to creep into our lives knowingly and unknowingly at times. Of course, it's natural to be anxious at times. There's some harsh realities in this world that we should all be prepared for. We should know how to recognize danger and how to deal with it appropriately. But when we let worry and anxiety consume us, it stops being adaptive. It becomes destructive. It becomes enslaving. Instead of focusing on God, we focus on all the things that could possibly go wrong, things that we usually have no control over. But there's someone who is in control, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Understand that the God who made the heavens and the earth is the same God who is watching over us right now. He is intimately involved in every situation. He is infinitely good and infinitely wise. He sees everything that could possibly happen. He sees our worries, and yet He commands us not to fear. He commands us instead to trust Him. He knows what's best for us, even more than we do. And He knows that in the end, Satan will be defeated. Love will conquer all, and the forces of darkness will be no more. See, no matter what's going on in our lives, God is in control. No matter what's going on in the world, God is in control. And whether you understand it or not, God is in control. Nothing is a surprise to Him. Nothing catches Him off guard. God sees the entire timeline of the earth from beginning to the end. He was there at creation. And He will be there when the earth as we know it is no more. We, on the other hand, are only human. We can only see a tiny fraction of what God has planned for the people He loves. When Jesus died on that cross and when He rose from that grave, He proved that nothing and no one could stop Him from getting to us. And if we are followers of Christ, we don't have to be bound by fear. Because of His amazing love, we are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are children of God. So what do we do with all this anxiety? How do we deal with all this worry we've been carrying around? The Bible gives us a simple answer. Pray about it. The Bible says to make our requests known to God because He cares for us. He wants us to know that everything will be all right. Even if things don't turn out the way we'd hoped, instead of disparaging every moment of every day, let's be people of prayer. Let's be people of faith.
Faith is having firm trust in God. It's trusting that He is the way out. It's trusting that He is a pillar of strength when you feel weak. Faith is you saying, "I am in God's hands." Despite what comes. Faith is believing that God will honor and execute His word in your hour of need. To have faith is to trust in the Almighty God and believe that He will come through for you in all circumstances. Now, the thing about faith is, faith becomes more defined and refined in difficult circumstances. And don't be fearful and start thinking that you need faith the size of Noah's Ark. In His teaching on faith, Jesus requires us to have faith as small as a mustard seed. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." If you feel like your faith is inadequate, then remember these two things. Your only requirement is to have faith the size of a mustard seed, and to look to Jesus as the beginning and the end of Christian faith.